I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think this is one of Belsky's ringtones. Like, when I call you, Belsky, does William Shatner come up?
It does, Chad, and I'm bobbing my head right now, just like Wayne's World.
Yes. It's very good. It's very good. Star Trek, overrated, underrated, properly rated. The first one.
Properly,
yeah. I know I'm in the minority on it. All right, let's talk jobs. Let's get to a lot of stuff with Mr. Belsky. I see 4.3 million people quitting their jobs, about 3% of the workforce, and that seems positively stunning to me. You have lived this job for decades and decades. You lived it growing up in Wilmer. You study this for a great company. Is this stunning, or am I overreacting?
No, it's stunning, but I think it's a microcosm of a lot of things. It's, you know, not to get too societal, but it's part of it is entitlement culture, and part of it is, you know, the checks that have been handed out. But also part of it is that, you know, we were shocked by what happened with respect to the pandemic, even though society in the United States in particular did a great job pivoting and figuring out how to continue to go on with our daily lives, let alone business making money. I think it really kind of put more perspective into what we want to do and how we want to do it. And given the fact that heading even into prior to the pandemic, Chad, something that you and I've talked about for years is that there was this growing population of people that were underemployed. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this is a massive structural change in employment. And I have been on the record by saying, you know, this notion of trying to get sub 4% unemployment again, you know, we were sub 3.5% unemployment in February of 2020. I think it's going to take a long, long time. And I think that that kind of pushes forward the talk on the economy with respect to interest rates and the Fed's really zeroing in on employment, Chad, versus inflation. Inflation obviously is a hot stove topic. We're talking about the dinner table. We're talking about tapering. Nobody really understands what it is. Just like, you know, 10 years ago, we were talking about quantitative easing. No one knew what that was. But now all of a sudden, inflation's the sexy topic. And I think you have to kind of go back and listen to the Fed. The Fed has said, listen, this is about employment. And so I don't think you're on something. I think you're on to something with respect to this notion of the structural change in employment attitudes. I think it's going to take a long, I think it's going to, this is several years in the making.
Okay, I want to get to the sexy topic, inflation, and how legit you think that is. But I looked at some of these numbers and followed some of the people who've been breaking these down, and you know this very well. Some of the biggest areas are Americans 55 and older, who, when we're talking about this 4.3 million quit, that they got out. Okay, I think a lot of us might instinctively think, well, it's just, you know, younger individuals, they're skipping around, they were getting state money, they were getting government money. Brian, just to back up what you're saying about these structural changes, not everybody, but when you get to be 60, 65, 70, and you're in this group who quit jobs, a lot of those folks aren't coming back. I get tired of the new normal. and that phrase, but are we going to have to adjust how we look at the true workforce and just how sizable this change was regarding COVID and what it did to our economy, not just in the short term, but what it's doing permanently?
Yes, the answer is yes, and I can neither confirm nor deny whether or not, you know, a couple people on this phone call or this conversation are maybe above 55. I can't go there, but the thing that when you were saying that, you thought about it, is that the people that are in that age group, I'd like to say that we're kind of in our peak years. I'm hopeful that we're approaching our peak years in earnings and things like that. So you have a lot more latitude and the ability, seniority, to say, you know what, listen, man, I'm not going back to the office. I can be exceedingly more efficient here, and you're smart enough and seasoned enough and been through, if you're in your 50s, you've been through a few cycles and say, hey, listen, I'm making XYZ company just as much money, if not more money, and so I can be more efficient at home, and XYZ company is going to say, you know, it's stay home because they don't want to lose that person, or they're going to go find that person to be able to be efficient. The other thing, too, about the economy is, you know, it's that 80-20 rule or even 90-10 that, you know, the majority of the higher income people are the ones that are spending all the money. So that's why, you know, this whole notion of there's something on the TV today about paying any kind of rate for a hotel room. That's just because, you know, in a specific demographic or specific geographic, you want to go to Miami, you're going to go to Miami and pay whatever you want for that hotel room. But I think it bodes to what you're saying. When you get into your 50s and 60s and 70s, it's about quality of life. But in the 50s and 60s, you're at the tail end of your career and hopefully approaching that peak earnings period so you can build a case for that company in terms of efficiency. That's why this whole notion of inflation to me is absolutely, it's bunk. It's bunk. I think it's a short-term
thing. Okay, so let me jump in on that. Brian Belsky with us, friend of the show for decades, Wilmer Native, chief investment strategist for BMO Capital Markets. So announced today, inflation 5.4%, up from a year ago, highest rate since 2008. You so many times in our conversation will say, hey, to the person who's buying something in St. Louis Park or Brainerd or Wilmer, you know, I'm identifying with you. Man, I think all of us can identify with in everyday items. I'm not talking about the yachts that you're buying, but in everyday items where the costs are going up and our salaries are not going up. And you're saying this is bunk?
Yes, and not to be blunt, but yes. I mean, if you think about the extraneous circumstances of the barges and all this kind of stuff. But the other thing too, Chad, is that the thing that people are missing is technology. Okay, technology has become excessively important. There's a semiconductor chip in the sweatshirt that you're wearing right now. I mean, that's how much this has become so prevalent. But where am I going with this is that the trend of offshoring was a trend of the 80s and 90s. And then it kind of really obviously exploded the emerging markets in China in the early 2000s, where in the 90s, again, America was getting fat and happy with all these great things going on. Stock market was going up, economy's going up, bond market's going up, all these great things. But in the meantime, you know, the rest of the world was starting to really grow and do some different things because of this offshoring of facilities and manufacturing out of Western worlds, especially, let's say, the United States and Canada. I really believe that this shortage, the supply shock that we've had because of, you know, part and parcel because of the barges in Los Angeles and some other port areas.
Yep.
I actually think, Chad, you're going to see a massive reversal, and you're going to see a bunch of supply come on board. Prices are going to come down, but more importantly, from a secular basis, I think we're going to start making stuff in Wilmer because I can get it to downtown Minneapolis to make my robot in 2 hours. All I need are 10 semiconductor chips. I don't need 1,000 semiconductor chips I used to make in China, and I need them today, not in a month.
Well, I think a lot of people hope these changes happen soon because they're going to grocery stores, they're going to hardware stores, they're looking at other things that they want to make changes around their house, and they see these inflationary issues. So let's talk about the fact that when you go out and try to buy something right now, there's about a 70% chance it's going to be there. It is stunning, the stories that I see on my own, or friends of mine will talk about, or I'll hear people talk about it, where, yeah, I'm just used to getting this, and it's not there, or I order something, and it's going to be there 9 months from now. The White House, the Biden administration is going to talk about it today, especially out in L.A. and trying to open up the ports 24/7. How much of this is within the control of the administration? And does it matter if it was Biden right now versus Trump? How much finger pointing is valid at the White House, considering the supply issue, understanding we're still dealing with a huge COVID pandemic?
Great question, and I don't think it's politically motivated as or defined as many people want to blame, whether or not it was President Trump or President Biden. This has been a secular thing going on. So for instance, here's a great example. You walk into a furniture place and you want to buy a desk because you're working from home. You got to wait 9 months. That was mm-hmm. That wasn't just today, brother. It was in March of 2020.
Yes.
And,
right.
and the reason
but we kind of
is,
got it then, you know, and sadly, we're still dealing with the pandemic. I think a lot of us feel like, okay, that was fine. It was just happening. Why is it still taking place now as we're approaching the middle of October of a year later?
Because we had, well, first of all, we had binge buying in some of those issues, number one. But number two, you go back into name your favorite electronic stores that starts with a B in Minnesota. You walk in and try to buy a set of speakers or a laptop. Yeah, the chances are it's not going to be there. But that was going on really since the great financial crisis. These companies, following the financial crisis, they stopped on the inline inventory, and it was in-store inventory. Same thing, that's what Amazon did, too. So they had to compete by keeping their inventory so tight, Chad. Then you had the buying binge because we're all at home. Then you have the supply shock and we can't get stuff in there. So that's why I know that it's really difficult to take this in, but I firmly believe that this is a short-term effect. And actually, the inverse is going to happen to what happened in 2009. In 2009, we had so much supply of things, cheap prices went down so dramatically because there was no demand, because no one was spending money. Now it's the inverse. We want to spend money, but we don't have supply. And oh, by the way, it was two quarters in 2009. But the second half of 2009, we were back to normal again. So I know that it's a hard thing to kind of listen to and take because it's affecting our daily lives, but this too shall pass.
By when?
I think it's two quarters. It's probably 6 months. It could be even faster than that. Don't believe the 12 to 18 month stuff you're hearing on TV, because that's all fearmonger stuff.
Always a pleasure, sir. We'll get to a little Twins talk after the strike happens, because baseball is headed for some sort of stoppage. How long it's going to be, I don't know, but I think we're headed that way. And then when they come back, we'll see if the Twins can be actually respectable next year. As always, brother, thanks for coming on.
Take care.
Brian Belsky, Chief Investment Strategist for BMO Capital Markets. We're giving you a lot today. Dr. Michael Ostrom is with us at 105, his regular visit, playing politics at 135. Chris Finch, head coach of the Timberwolves, is on at 205. We'll get to plenty of nonsense. We started this a little bit earlier. Remind you. Today, before this show is done, do you have the stones to win Rolling Stones tickets? We're going to give you opportunities to call in or to text on certain topics. And if your text is especially funny, it's especially controversial, it just blows us away with a point we made and we thought we were right, and you crush us or you back us up in some way, you have a chance to see the Rolling Stones with two good tickets for the October 24th show. We're now going to allow Canadians back in the country. Which Canadian or Canadians do you want back in the country ASAP? When this day comes up, you want who back in the country? That's one way to potentially win these tickets. Send me a text, 651-461-9226. This might be our bumper music forever.
No, I quit right now if you're going to do that. You can take my resignation right now.
He was incredibly emotional, William Shatner.
Yeah.
Afterwards, we'll get to that. It was twofold. It was heartfelt, and then I also thought it was Adam during his Dr. Bong phase when he was just so overcome he couldn't form words. It was very Carter-like, probably right now. Linda's construction time check is 12:55. Time to get a quote for a clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters. Well, somebody says John Candy. I'd love if we could get John Candy back. I don't think the border is limited in that way.
Different border.
Bob and Doug McKenzie. Somebody says they want Howie Mandel out. Is Howie still on the America's Got Talent show? I haven't watched it in years.
No, I've never watched it, so I have no idea.
You've never watched
it?
It's basically, for me, it just reminded me of NBA halftime acts that I watched over and over and over again. I guess you don't like American ingenuity and spirit, Dan. Do you hate capitalism? Is that it, Dan?
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I don't like the stupid reality shows. I have no use for them whatsoever.
Why don't you go live with the Taliban, Dan? I mean, you know, don't think they have there
is a middle ground between those two things.
You think there is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's somewhere in there we can figure out something.
Bigfoot. Is Bigfoot more Canadian or do we claim him?
I think we claim him. I think if you do a sketch out of the Bigfoot sightings, the clusters are pretty heavily in the United States' favor.
Percentage of people in America who believe Bigfoot is real. I'm going to set the number at 13%.
Over.
Really?
For sure.
Oh, God. I was going to go lower.
No, over that. No, there's a host at this station that thinks that Bigfoot's real.
Who?
Jordana.
Jordana believes Bigfoot is real?
Swears she saw him. In New Jersey, of all places.
Of course. What, swears
she saw him. She was just driving one night, and there he was.
On the subway? He was just right there?
No.
Or her? I don't know.
Off the turnpike.
Is Bigfoot definitely a male? Do we know that?
That's a good question. I guess I've never really heard the distinction, but
Shania Twain, she makes me feel like a woman. I did hear yesterday when Adam was talking about somebody texted Hubba Hubba.
Yeah.
Okay. You're 90 if you're going with Hubba Hubba.
When Adam has to ask how old do you have to be to go with Hubba Hubba.
That's right. Yes. Jacques Lemaire. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I'd go with Ryan Reynolds personally. He's my favorite Canadian.
Well, I think he's here, isn't he?
Well, but that's just it. Most of the famous Canadians are already here.
He's struggling in life, isn't
he? Really
he
really is,
Reynolds?
Yeah. He's having a tough go.
I don't know how he's going to get by. Every movie makes, a bazillion dollars. Was it the gin company?
Aviation gin.
What alcohol?
Yeah, aviation.
He just sold for, what, $500 million?
Mm-hmm.
Struggling to find an attractive wife. Seems like a great guy. It's tough to be Ryan Reynolds.
Has perhaps really the best frenemy of all frenemies in Hugh Jackman.
Yes, that's very good, that battle. Okay, Dr. Michael Osterholm is going to join us in a matter of minutes. If you have a particular question you want me to ask Mike or topic to raise, send us a text right now, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.